Welcome back to the Vac Talk Podcast. It's your boy Quiz here. I know y'all probably wondering where my man's Brody at. My Brody will be back sooner than you think. He's dealing with a situation with his family, so shout out to my man Brody. So let's get right back on the episode. So I saw the comments, I saw the reviews, I saw y'all shit talkers about the last episode about how my comments were sexist, how they was against women, and how that it makes me seem like I'm not a fan of women. But I have two little sisters, okay? I support women in their endeavors, but I feel like when you're wrong, you're wrong. It doesn't matter if you're a female or a male. But I got a lot of heat on those comments. So I brought in a female voice who was able to help me out and give y'all females a voice that y'all never had ever. Let's be honest here. So Tanisha, tell them about yourself. I got Tanisha here with me.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Tanisha, and I'm basically here to tell y'all, you know, get the males the point of view of what's the women's point of view, tell them what it is, what it's not, and what it's going to be.
Okay, so Tanisha, have you heard our last episode?
Yeah, I heard your last episode.
How do you feel about my comments towards women's and the stuff I said about women?
I feel like you was being sexist. But that's typical for males these days. Like, y'all are sexist. Y'all like to say little sexist comments, you know.
Wait a minute.
It happens. It is what it is.
Come again?
Yeah, I said it. Y'all, a lot of males in this generation especially, is sexist. Y'all want somebody to slave and cook and clean for y'all, but y'all can't put in half the profit.
And y'all females want males to be able to cook, pay the bills, do everything, but what are y'all going to do?
Because a male's first job is a provider. That's always been how it is for the beginning of this time.
What happened to 50-50 then?
It's 50-50 nowadays.
Not when the male name's on the bills.
But the male's supposed to always take the lead.
Well, we take the lead, but sometimes...
Do y'all really?
Do you,
if we being honest, do y'all say really? Is females doing male jobs? Is females more
not getting paid the same though?
Yeah, because that's just the democracy we live in, sadly.
Are you blaming the males or the democracy?
Both.
How is the males' fault? The males, we were just born being males. It's not our fault.
Yeah, but the way that the outlook on how it is a woman should be in the cooking and cleaning, they shouldn't be in no workforce. Why not? Why can't a woman make a living? Why can't a woman do what these males can't do?
Okay, I understand what you're trying to say. But I feel like there's some jobs that are not built for women. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like some jobs y'all just can't do. It's like the males got to do it, you feel me? Because y'all not like built for that, in my opinion.
But some males don't do what they're supposed to do, and it takes a woman to complete the things that the male don't have.
Elaborate.
It takes a woman to do things that males are supposed to do, but they don't have the, balls to do. So it takes a woman to take action. And that's what the society we live in, to be honest.
Society we live in.
Yeah.
Okay, since we got that out the way, guys, you know, let's get into some few topics because Tanisha's heated. She's ready for this episode. You came prepared, didn't you?
You already know.
All right, so I asked the Vac Talk podcast community to send us some relationship questions because, you know, Tanisha is sadly my girlfriend. I'm off the market, girls, you feel me? Yeah, I'm off the market.
Yeah, you can get slapped, but continue.
Okay, so some relationship questions we got. We got five of my favorite ones we're going to go, and we're just going to have answer them, you know, give a boy's perspective and a girl's perspective. So the first question of the day that we was asked are, what do boys and girls like inside of a boys and girls? What?
You want to go? I'm going to go.
I'm going to let you go. You're a female.
Oh, now you want to be a gentleman. Yeah. Huh, y'all hear that, ladies? Weak. Anyway, I personally feel like girls don't like... Well, I'm going to speak for myself, and then I can probably tie into what females like. For me, I don't like somebody that's always doing somebody's face. If you don't want me doing it, I feel like you shouldn't be doing it. Like, I'm not into really, I would say, people that's like in the streets and hood. Like, I like a calm boy, stay at home. You know, we can go out and stuff, video games, smart. Like, you got a head on your shoulders. You're not trying to, how I'm gonna make this dollar, how I'm gonna make this dollar. No, you gonna work to put in the effort, whatever. And like, the rest of the steps follow. Now, like, you know, it takes sometimes, you know, you want to have a part of somebody, and like the female or the male brings in the other half. But I feel like if you work with me, we won't be good. Like, I don't like nobody that's always in somebody's face, and I don't like nobody that's in the streets. It's ways to make money, but the streets ain't always it. But I ain't stopping nobody grind at the end of the day. You making money how you making money.
Period, because you know what I be doing, man.
You don't do that, so don't play yourself.
All right, next topic. Okay, say no. We still don't know the list of questions. I feel like that what boys like and girls is like their personality overall. It's like if your personality is good, then that means everything else is going to build along with you. I feel like that if a girl face is ugly, that mean their relationship is not gonna work. Like, you feel me? Like, I didn't mean it like that. Not if their face
please
ugly.
Please elaborate that.
I didn't mean like if their face ugly. I meant like, you feel me? It's like, if your personality makes you ugly overall, like, you feel me? It's like, I don't care if your face is pretty if your personality is not built for me. Because, like, I'm like a talker. I'm trying deep into conversation. So if you're not ready for them conversations, then, like, you feel me? We can't fucking, like, last for a minute. But overall, I feel like that if your personality is there, if your mindset is straight and you feel me, what we gonna do, then we gonna last. You got any more words here on that topic?
Yeah, I agree with that. But I also want, like, a lot of the relationships that's been going on, like, y'all trying to get in a relationship to be in a relationship. I'm trying to be in a relationship to, like, I don't know, build something. See what I'm gonna want. Like, say if it don't work between you, I know what I'm gonna want in my relationship. I know what I'm gonna allow. I know what I'm not gonna allow. Like you go through these trials and tribulations with other people so you can see what you gonna want in a real, actual relationship. A lot of people just wanna play and do something. And me personally, I know I'm young, but I'm not playing with nobody's child. Like, I'm sorry. No, that's not me. You either going to work with me or we not. Like, it's, come on, pick your poison.
All right, I feel you. Next question will be, is it cool to be in touch with the ex or someone you used to talk to? You want me to go first or you go first?
I'm going
to
go first.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My personal opinion on here, y'all listening, ladies, because I got y'all right here. Okay, so I personally feel like, no, ain't wrong. Like, it's a difference if that's an ex that from, like, a little while ago, all right, and y'all didn't leave off on bad terms, or he's not one of them exes, or she's not one of them exes that try to, like, oh, I'm trying to get you back, or I'm going to manipulate all your other relationships. Like, no. However, if it's somebody that you know is grimy and you know is going to be on that type of time, like, oh, I want you back, or I'm going to get you back, or I'm going to steal you from your man, so I'm going to steal you from your girl. Like, come on now. Like, why are you trying to shine on my situation because I don't want to be with you because you made me unhappy or you want to be a liar or a cheater? Like, if I'm trying to move on, let me move on. Let me be me. Like, but if it's an ex that you know that's going to cross the lines, then they got to go. Like, no answer buts, because if I had an ex that you feel like is on my top, you wouldn't want me to... No, he gotta go. Same rules apply. That's just the bottom line.
I completely understand. I feel like that... It matters how long they stop talking for. Like, if you stop talking to a girl in, like, 9th grade and then y'all start being friends in 12th grade, like, that's a 3-year time span. I feel like that both of y'all did what y'all did, and I feel like that y'all should be cool. But I feel like girls and boys have different perspectives on this topic overall. But, like, it's been a minute. Like, I see if y'all just got broken up, y'all shouldn't be talking, y'all shouldn't be around each other, but, like, y'all had space and time, so y'all should be cool, and y'all should be friends. Because some people, they don't care about their ex, but they, like, want to make sure everything is always cool, because I'm a caring person, you feel me? So, like, I like to check on people, not in no, like, flirtatious way, because I already know what I got at home. I got a beautiful girl right here, so, like, you feel
That's
me?
That's right.
Okay, I feel like that I should be cool with checking on my exes. Not like that, but you feel me, like, later down the line, like, yo, you cool? Let it be time, like, 3 years later, overall.
However.
Oh, God.
I'm going to stop you there.
I fucked up.
Because it all depends on the history. That could have been an ex that you was, like, with for a certain amount of time. Or it could be an ex that you've been with for a long time. Love don't have no time limit. Love can start like this. You can be, you know, finally, like, over them. Y'all cool. Y'all calm and collected. But as soon as y'all get in contact with each other, some type of feeling spiral. And it happens on both ends. It's not just on, like, one end of the spectrum. It's always either a boy or a girl. It doesn't matter who it is. That's risky. So you got to be careful with it. Because if that was somebody that you was in love with, or your first love or something, that's a risk factor right there. Not just somebody that you went out with, or you went to all that. If that was, like, a first love or somebody you really like, you got to be careful with that. Because them two things together is not always the best idea.
Okay. Damn, I gotta watch what I say here, because I need to probably marking these joints down, talking about, oh, so who this such and such? I'm like, yo, chill, babe, it's not even like that.
Don't be surprised if you all hear him get punched, guys, because it get real. All
right, the next question is, who's more petty, boys or girls? I'm gonna let Tanisha go first.
All right, females, y'all ain't slick. I ain't gonna let y'all off the hook now. I ain't gonna blame everything on the males, but we are petty. Oop! Stop it there, buddy. Females, y'all know we petty. Y'all know it, like, we can go from 0 to 100 to pettiness real quick. And it honestly, it has something to do with, like, I want to make you feel how you made me feel. And yes, that is a petty mentality, but in certain situations, that is what's best. Because a lot of situations happen when, like, males like to, you know, hurt your feelings or do this and that. And, oh, you think you're going to make me feel this type of way and think you're not going to feel that way too? Oh, no. And, yeah, I can admit I have been that way. Like, if you make me mad or you did something that you know I wasn't going to like, or you did something that you didn't really, like, think out before you did it, okay, I'm going to show you how it feels. So, I'm going to be petty. But, males on him, there are some males that are petty, especially in our generation. Petty LaBelle. And
Petty LaBelle.
I'm with one right now. So, who? Y'all know. You're petty. Absolutely. Listen. Petty to top. Petty to the TTT. Like, you got to know.
All right, guys, it's my turn.
Go ahead.
I feel like that girls are way more petty than boys. Boys are not
typical.
Because boys are not petty. Like, girls be doing petty stuff. Like, they block you off the Instagram, but they keep the phone number. Or they reverse it.
Or block you on both.
Or they block you on both and still keep in contact with your family. I feel like that once we break up, like, you should lose all contact with my family. Like, you're not friends with my mom. You're not my sis. I'm going to get my sister whoop your sis ass. That's how I'm coming at it. Keep it a beam with you.
Because
girls are more petty. Boys, like, we do stuff to be like, yo, if I do it, she gonna get mad. But girls do it, be like, yo, I want that nigga to get mad. It's like, they be like, girls be going places where, like, they don't go never when y'all was together. Like, girl, why is you down fucking Bumblefuck? You was never down Bumblefuck before, and now you're over there because we're not together. Like, come on now. I feel like that girls are just way more just petty for no reason. Then, like, the reason y'all break up be on some cool type time is, like, you, like, the boys be lose, like, boys lose vibes easily. If y'all don't keep up with us, then we, like, let y'all go. So if I start feeling your friend, you can't get mad because she on the vibe now and I ended with you, because I could have been talking to y'all together, but I cut you off and now you want some type time.
Whoa, to my friend, and that is the reason why females get mad. Huh? How you, if my friend giving you a vibe, you and my friend should be sitting there vibing and cruising. It's a
remember
friend.
That. It's remember a that friend. For the next question.
It's, no. It's just a friend that. To a certain extent. If that was my friend, and I introduce y'all, and y'all being all buddy, joy, oh, no, you about to get slapped and show and shit. What the fuck? What's your kiki kaka? I want a kiki kaka, too. Like, the hell?
You want a kiki kaka, too?
Yep.
Okay, you got anything to say on this last question or nah?
No, I'm good. You just sounded biased, but, you know.
Following into the friends, we got a next question that says, should your boyfriend / girlfriend be friends with your friends? Tanisha, you want to go first because you left off?
Okay, now I'm a get it straight right now because he's looking at me sideways. Okay, now if you have a girlfriend, right? Like, of course you're gonna interact with, like, your boyfriend's, like, you know, friends and stuff. However, why? If y'all ever around each other,
don't interact with him.
Around each other. However, if that friend, like, if all three of y'all start out as friends, and then so for, like, one of the boys and the girl had came, like, you know, got together, and then next thing you know, all of a sudden, they, the male has an issue that the other friend is, you know, cool with them. I feel like that's wrong. That was my friend before me and you even became a thing. So how come we can't be friends now? Like, that I don't understand that. You didn't have a problem with it when we always just friends. We always just kicking it. Now that I'm your girl, I can't kick it with somebody that was all your friends. If you trust your mans and you know how he is, you know he not gonna try nothing, especially if he ain't trying nothing when we always just friends. Like, it's limitations and it's a standpoint on certain stuff. Like, yeah, if that's like, if you friends with your boyfriend's friend and y'all going places and be in Texas, all right, come on now, like, y'all ain't doing that type of time. But if we all started out as friends, and it so happens that one of the boys and the girl got together, I still feel like y'all should still be friends. It's all about, like, loyalty at the end of the day. Do you trust your mans? And do you trust your girl? It's ain't rules apply. But go ahead, Kwamir.
Loyalty plays a part, but, like, once, for example, if a boy and a girl start feeling each other, like, the other friendships should not get involved. It's like, it's only y'all two relationship. It shouldn't be the other friends involved. It's like, if you my man, you just have to respect, like, okay, he got the girl now, I'm going to back off. Like, a high and bias cool, but yeah, y'all not going to be, like, having a full conversation going out. Because the end of the day, loyalty plays a big part in my friendship with all my friends. Like, loyalty is the number one thing. Like, I got to know, can I trust y'all or not? But I'm talking about in general, not just me. I'm talking about in general. It's like, y'all shouldn't be around each other girls like that. I feel like if y'all cool like that, then y'all should rock out. Like, but if y'all think that it's okay to have, like, go out to the movies and have, like, a special, like, bond, like, I don't like that shit. That shit is not right. That's when black forces get activated, and that's when, once the black forces come on, they not coming off until I see blood, you feel me? As simple as that.
But that don't make no sense, though, because if we all three of us started out as friends, and then it's got...
I'm not saying y'all not friends anymore. I'm saying, like, all that friend shit is, like, it's cut. But y'all still friends.
But how is it cut, though?
Because you with the person now. You're with one of the boys, and the other boys got to know that.
But I'm having a... I got to stop having the normal conversation I was having with their friend just because me and you got together? No. That's taking away the aspect of our friendship, and I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. It's probably girls that feel that way, or probably girls that agree with what he's saying. But as for me, I feel like if that was my friend from the start, that's going to be my friend from the finish. And that's just it. Whether me and you together or whether we not together, it is what it is.
Well, you got anything else to say on that?
No, I'm good. On to you.
The next question is, who takes breakups more lighter, boys or girls?
I feel like
I girls, guess you can start.
Go ahead. Yeah, ladies first, gentlemen. Anyway, I feel like it's both. I know me. I get quiet. I don't like talking to people. Like, that's just, like, certain scenes. But after a while, like, a girl will go through, like, the heartbreak first. And then after, like, later on line, they'll be like, yeah, fuck that nigga, fuck. Like, you know, like, girls get like that. But males, on the other, they be like, yeah, I'm back to my whole ways. Yo, bro, fuck that bitch, da-da-da. 5 months or 3 months later, Marvin's rum. Fuck that nigga.
That's something to say.
So bad.
You got something to say.
So it's opposite, but it's all like leads into the same thing. Like they both like, y'all both end up at that like level standpoint. Like, you know, all right.
That's the one thing I agree with you with. It's like, boys, we all go through this. Like, as soon as we break up with a girl, it's like, we back. We feel free. Like, yeah, I couldn't wear this shoes. Now I got these shoes on because he didn't like them. Now I like them. We not together. It's like that first couple months, boys be like, bro, we don't need that girl. Bro, we vibing. Bro, we got the boys in there. We got the chicks in there. We got Ed. We cool and we vibing, you feel me? All that nice type time. But then, like, you sit down one day, and now you're like, damn. Let me go check her story real quick. Like, what's she doing? See how they're living her best life. Because she passed that heartbreak stage. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, now she's on the, I'm about to open my life up again. And now she's talking to other boys. And now you're just at the heartbreak stage. Now you're going like, yo, I'm about to text you. Like, what you doing? But then you're like, bro, it's like, it's a situation at that time where, like, she's already moved on. You didn't really move on. Because during that time when she was heartbroken, you was going like, oh, I'm out there with the girl. We vibing, we cooling. So now you look back and you're like, damn, I fucked up. Because you loved her, but it take you a minute to realize your love. Because, like, boys and girls, they take breakups different. But I agree with Tanisha. Wow, I agree with the female. That boy's...
You sexist bastard.
Listen, I put you in this episode so I don't got to hear that S word. Okay. I feel like, but boys, we do take it harder at the end. But in the beginning, girls take it way more harder. So on this topic, our final question would be, is having an opposite sex best friend fine in a relationship? Tanisha, I'm going to let you go.
It's okay to a certain extent. Like, if that was my best friend before me and you got together, and they don't do nothing out of pocket, or if me and him never did anything out of pocket, like, in the past to make you, like, question it, then I personally feel like it shouldn't be a problem. But, however, if there are some best friends that are strictly best friends, and there's some best friends that had a little bumps in sexual situations going on in the past, and then all of a sudden they want to be at a nice standpoint, like, hold up, because last time I checked, you know what my man got under there, or vice versa, or you know what my chick got under there, like, no, I'm not cool with that. Like, I feel like if you did something with your best friend, then all that comfortability, when you got a chick, you got to learn perspective. And, like, the best friend got to learn their rules and their boundaries. Certain stuff you're not supposed to say. Certain stuff you're not supposed to do. Because at the end of the day, anything that, like, if, like, say, like, your best friend don't like your girl, or your best friend don't like your boyfriend.
Bad job.
Anything that you say to them is going to be biased. Just because of some fact, I don't like you. Oh, if I tell my boy best friend, like, I don't like his chick. Anything that I tell him about her is going to be biased. because I don't like her. I don't, like, you know. And same rules applies from, like, boys. If a female tell their boy best friend that...
Period.
If a female tell their boy best friend that, oh, I don't like your girl, then everything's going to be biased because somebody, I don't like her. And it's always, like, some speculation with that situation right there. It's always, like, something that's not right with that certain thing.
Damn. I feel like that if y'all was best friends before the relationship, then y'all should be best friends during the relationship. It's like, y'all never had no situation where, like, one of y'all liked each other, y'all did anything freaky or some shit. Y'all should be cool. But, like, girls are they best friends? I don't know. Because, you know, me and Tanisha, we started off as best friends. No, that turned out. It's like, no.
Whole time, we was best friends for 3 years and relationships and all and never had no type of situation, out of pocket, nothing. We stayed strictly best friends and friends throughout any relationship that me or him had. It just one day out of the clear blue, likes and feelings started happening, boom, together for 9 months.
Then did you have to put that out there, like the number we got, so what the girls watching should know, like 9 months?
Yeah, just saying. Okay.
All right, cool. You're crazy as hell. But as I was saying, it's like boys with girls best friends, like they always got some like plot in the back of their head. Like I'm really like, it got to me wild to trust a nigga. So if that best friend came before me, now I gotta trust him. Even though the girl been trusting, no, I gotta trust him, cause like I don't know how his mindset is set up. Cause let's be honest, all my niggas, all the niggas out there, always know the easiest way to get inside a girl's jaw is just be their best friend. It's like, oh hey best, or that boy did that to you. You put in that notes in your bag, I'm like, just don't do that when I'm with her. Like, come on, we all not slick. We all know how boys get, stuff like that. So I feel like that they could have the relationship, but like, you feel me? You just gotta meet the boy best friend and be like, set your ground, set your territory.
Same thing for females, because females is vicious. The most vicious species on this earth is a female. Because females...
Because black men don't cheat!
Black men do cheat! But anyway, like, females know. Like, say if I'm going, if you and your girl going through something, and my boyfriend or your boyfriend going to his, like, best friend. Oh, really, best? We can talk about it. Come here, best. Give me a hug, best. Like, bitch, slow your roll before I knock your teeth out. Period.
Okay. So, thanks for the relationship question, guys. We like y'all. Just keep them coming for maybe next week's episodes. Maybe I'll bring Tanisha back. I don't know. But the next topic is...
From the highlight of this podcast, period. But, okay.
The next topic is the nigga word. Who can say the word nigga? It's been going around for a minute, so... I'm going to let Tanisha start it off. Tanisha, give your standpoint on who can say nigga.
I personally feel like the word nigga, everybody know where the root come from. We just not going to say the actual word because nobody's trying to get...
We're not trying to get flagged off podcast, so we're not going to say
that. So we're not going to do that.
If you know, you know.
However, like, the word nigga was like the root of taking back something from what we lost back in the older times. I'm not going to say that because I'm trying to be positive, you know?
Slavery. We got whipped.
Anyway, so you're going to have a lot of people from different, you know, like, regions. They're going to say nigga. I honestly feel like it's how you say nigga, whether than you actually saying nigga. Like, yeah, I have friends that's different races that say nigga. I don't mind it because the simple fact, like, I know they're not trying to say no harm. But then again, you never know what people see behind closed doors. So it's like, yo, you trying to be funny, yo. That's not cool. But if you saying it in a wrong way, an out-of-pocket way, then, yeah, you got to go. Like, that ain't even cool. We not going around sitting there calling names that y'all associated with. And we all know them names. So it's like, don't do that. But as far as, like, saying the word nigga in general, I don't really have a problem with it.
It never really crossed my mind, like, who can say nigga, who can't say nigga. Because, like, that... Because, like, I never been in a racist type of vibe. But I feel like that every time I heard the word nigga, it's always been on some cool vibes. You feel me? Like, me and my man saying, what's up, nigga? And black people, they be trying to be so territorial with their words. It's like, we yell it at each other all the time. Like, you be like, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. So you can't be mad when another race says it. And don't try to play the card where, like, if they're saying nigga, then we're saying chink. No, that's not how it works. Chink is not, like, a word. Chink is a racist word, to be honest. Nigga. Black people made it not a racist word. Once we start condoning the word, hearing it every day, and thinking that's okay, then we can't be mad when they feel like a vibe. And my niggas, we all know how it is. Like, if you started off with me, then you my nigga. It doesn't matter how, like, it's going to turn out, how it's going to go. So I feel like that. I don't really care who says nigga. And if you care who says nigga, then check people about it. But if you're not going to check nobody and you're just going to think it's okay to go on Twitter or just talk about it, then that's on you. You mean no shade thrown, but, you know, sunny outside. All right. So you got any more to say to that, Tanisha?
No, I said all I had to say. Just speak your peace and be humble.
Now we're on to music. We'll be covering two artists today. I feel like the two hottest artists out right now. One is hot because he's snitching. One hot, he just came home from jail. But we're going to start off with my man, NBA Youngboy, 4K Trey. My man Youngboy came out, still doing some hot numbers on YouTube. You know, House Arrest Things got 3 million views right now. Self Control got 18 million views right now. And Slime Mentality got 23 million views right now. So some people feel like he's overrated. He's not, to me, in my opinion. Tanisha, how do you feel about NBA Youngboy?
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna cap for y'all. At first, I didn't like him. Off the shrimp because Carmer was too damn Joe. But
my mama slime. My sister slime.
I like his music. I like a couple songs off his album. Like, you know, I like a couple of his songs. Like, you know, they hot. As far as him being overrated, a lot of people try to put him on his pedestal where I feel like he's yet to really reach his top of the charts. Like, not necessarily saying top of the charts, but, like, reach his potential goal as in, like, his career. Like, yeah, don't get me wrong, he got some good music, but at the same time, it's like, yo, he ain't no Biggie, he ain't no Pac, he ain't that, he ain't no Meek. Like, you know, he got time to get there, and he just really starting his career, so I feel like him being overrated, yeah, I can see where that's coming from. He ain't really experienced nothing in the rap game for him to be on this high pedestal. Like,
overrated.
You still growing up, bro.
Watch your mouth. For respect, for freedom, for loyalty, and for what's important, it's platinum, okay? Decided, platinum, you know, master. Wait, what the hell? I forgot the name. Master of Judgment, platinum. He has some platinum songs.
Okay, and that's good, too. But I'm saying this. He hasn't really had a full
Don't forget about Rilla, who is platinum.
Okay,
he's only 19. Look.
Okay, think about but right people now. Doing that, too. Like, Chris Brown and them was doing that, too.
First of all, don't you ever bring up Chris Brown and Youngboy in the same sentence in your life.
I will, because Chris Brown is better.
Stop. Don't you ever say Chris Brown better than Youngboy. Youngboy is the GOAT. Youngboy is the GOAT. You can't even compare their music.
So what? You can.
So
they still both two young black men.
Chris Brown is not young anymore.
Well, when he started out, he was young. He started out when he was 16.
Okay, but you can't. But they had two different come ups.
So what? Don't matter.
My man Youngboy is fighting charges, taking care of his kids. Still
yeah,
dropping
the four kids that he had, you know.
He's still taking care of them. Even on house arrest for 24 months.
I mean, yeah, you ain't got no damn choice but to take care of your
kids. He took
care
of his kids before, too.
Okay, so.
What's your last verdict on NBA Youngboy? Is he overrated? Your final words, yes or no?
To me, he overrated, but he still got good music.
Okay, you're tripping out. On to our next artist is Mr. Stupid himself. 6'9". You know, if you've been hiding under a rock, you might not know. But if you're actually touching the phone, you know what 6ix9ine been doing right now. He been snitching. That nigga been snitching. Okay, so how do you feel about his case right now?
All right. I ain't gonna lie. Him snitching, he gotta go. But I understand where he coming from. The people that he associated himself with, you know, he put trust in, he put loyalty in, he put money in, had all in his videos and stuff. He thinking they cool, you know, it's right. Then they trying to kill him. Kill him, take his baby mom, messes with his baby mom, girlfriend, all that. So I understand why he snitched. Like, no, nobody wants to hear anybody associated with snitching. Like, them two things, like my man's snitching, an artist snitching, it never goes right. But I see why. They're trying to kill this man, and then they try to put everything on him. Oh, no, I'm going to convict the people that's trying to kill me.
And there's a lot of people,
hold on, let me finish. It's a lot of people that sit there say, oh, I never snitch. I'm a never snitch. Da-da-da. If you is getting charged with all this thing, bam, 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 all these charges to get your name.
47 years, run it.
Exactly, and you spend your whole lifetime in jail. You think that you're gonna take that bid for somebody that's trying to kill you, wipe you out, and take your money? But the things about that is the people that was trying to kill them, they don't realize their money supply is about to go. They trying to kill this man. Oh, all that money, all them videos, all them chains, all that's going. You just lost some money. Exactly. Well, but the thing about that is, if he would have never did that and he was still out, and they would have actually killed them, what money is they getting besides the other illegal stuff that they've been doing? Come on now. You gotta think these things through. They ain't think that through. So I understand why he snitched, but him snitching is like, yo, nah, you gotta go.
Well, I feel like that he got in this game off of the gang, Treyway, you know, Shoddy, the manager, and the other people. He got in it with them. So I feel like that he should have known what was going to happen. He should have did his history with them. So I feel like that a rat is still a rat. That I'm going to still take the blame for him. But I feel him, like, I'm not going to agree with him, but I feel him what he's been up to. Like, you feel me? Like, he's out there with them, his homies. He got love and respect for him. And doing this behind his back. So I could feel him, but if I was in his shoes, I would never even get to the part where I got a snitch. I would end it all before it all go bad. So if I feel like 6ix9ine, just be careful, man. It's like, you just once you get out, because with the time he's doing and the stuff he told the FBI and the feds, he's getting out in June. I'm not in June. I'm in January, earlier January. He's getting out 2020. Another question. How do you feel about 6ix9ine not going on witness protection?
I just feel like if he know that he snitched, I mean, yeah, he gonna try to own up to what he did. Like, yeah, I snitch. I know I snitch. I ain't gonna hide from people. Because not all the time is witness protection, like, really protection. Like, it's always, like, it's certain ways that you can get through witness protection, then boom. So, I feel like, you know, him not being in witness protection, it is a dumb move. Because you about to have several heads, like, several people on your neck. And, you know, you ain't gonna live that long. Especially if the whole world know you a snitch. But I can understand, you know, your standpoint. I can't say I'm gonna agree with you snitching, but I understand why you did it. And shoot.
Another question. A report just came out that he said that when he get out in January, that he's gonna be more popping than he ever was. He's gonna outsell everybody who was talking shit about him. How do you feel about his music once you get out? Do you feel like that he's gonna have a fan base still or no?
He probably is gonna have a fan base because, you know, a lot of people that done a lot of out-of-pocket things.
A lot of people don't care. They
don't care, so it's like,
because his fan base is like young kids who don't care about snitching. They just want him back. Instagram been dry. They want him back. But I feel like the OGs, they're going to care, but they're a minority. They're not really going to, like, have an impact on his sales. I feel like people going to listen. Like, to be honest, I'm going to play his song. Like, I don't hear what he got to say because there's always two sides to his story. And 6ix9ine never got a side to tell. Yeah, so when he get out, I'm going to listen to his music.
That'd be his way of telling his story.
Yeah, because that nigga do got a choice to tell.
If he live long enough. Yeah, no man. Shade.
But before we get out of here, guys, I want to just talk about a few more things. Maybe one thing. I know y'all was expecting the Carlos episode, Young Los. It's coming soon. We just wanted to be perfect. And so Tanisha is not our main guy here. She's a special guest that we like coming on. So we didn't feel like that would be right for her to be here with the Los episode. But once Brody get back and Rat Talk Podcast get back on 100%, Brody's going to be here, Lois is going to be here, and we're going to have a fantastic episode for you guys. So I'd like to say thank y'all for tuning in for this week's episode of Rag Talk Podcast. Tanisha, you got anything to say?
I'm happy I was able to let the ladies, you know, have a little voice, let these men know that we ain't come to play. We got voice, too, and we going to have it out. So I'm happy to be here.
Yo, shout out to the Rag Talk Podcast for sticking with us as well. I know we didn't drop an episode in a minute, but we back now. Peace. See y'all next episode of Act Talk Podcast. Have a good day.